Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
Listening to continued coverage of the Coronavirus Podcast Network.
Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome all of my parapatriots. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. Now, before I get into the show, and I realize last week's show, I went on a long tangent at the beginning, and I do apologize because I'm trying to just get to the point of the show right away. A lot of my listeners have said, hey, you know, I've been listening 10 minutes and I'm still waiting to hear what the topic of the show is. So I do want to apologize for that, but I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you. Last week, I did what I hate doing, and that is asking for money. We are down to 4 days a week at work, and it has affected my pay, but I'm still able to work, so I'm blessed at that. But I didn't realize how much of my pay goes back into the show until that pay is cut. And I asked people to go on Patreon /The Paranormal Patriot, and all I asked is $5 a month. Well, there were people that went above and beyond that. I don't know if I should give their names, so I'm just going to give their initials. If they're listening, they know that when I give those initials, they will know he's talking about me. We had six people sign up on Patreon, $5 a month. KP, one of the great listeners who I communicate with regularly, thank you. JM, unbelievable support that you're giving me. I appreciate it. You're a fairly new listener, but your support is overwhelming. HJ, I don't know how long you've been listening. To be honest with you, HJ, I didn't even know you were a listener, but you donated, and I truly appreciate that. TR, who I've known for a long time, decided I'm going to donate. The last two on Patreon are great because AE and SM, both of them donated to my Patreon page, but made a little note. They sent me an email at my ghostseeker4@charter.net, and I don't know if they know each other, but they essentially said the same thing. Look, Tom, we're Democrats. But your show at this point is proving to be a reliable source and a great resource for people to listen to. We have no problem donating it. This is what this is all about. This is just coming together as a country and getting through this. So to all of you that donated on Patreon, thank you. Thank you so much. And again, I hope it's not burdening any of you. If it is, stop the payments right now. If you can afford $5 a month, please do it. Go to patreon.com/theparanormalpatriot. Now, with that being said, I had two donations. These donations kind of sidestepped Patreon. Both people said, look, I don't like the taking it out of my bank account monthly because then I'll forget about it. And I get that. And that's why I'm not really liking this, because way, way back when I first started, I had a listener donate to, the Podbean one. I don't even remember what it was, but he donated it, and I didn't even know he donated it, because it doesn't inform you. I mentioned it once, and you have to automatically set it up when you do Podbean, and it just kept taking money out every month. He was paying $10 a month, and after, I think it was a year, it automatically deducts. I didn't even know it was there, and all of a sudden, that person had $120 deducted from their bank account, and they didn't know about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I stopped the payment. I gave it back to them because I didn't even know. But that's why I'm not a big fan of the monthly. So for those of you who are donating monthly, just remember, It's coming out monthly. But two of my donors did not want that. And they went to my PayPal account, which I guess it's Ghost Seeker 4. I didn't even know. I have had a PayPal account. I very rarely use it. I had to look up and see what it was. And these two people, DR and JM, are... I'm absolutely humbled. That's all I can say. My wife was at the other side of the table as I was perusing the internet, and I got a message from PayPal on my email, and I'm like, what? And I literally, when I saw this, was shaking. I actually had to comment to them, are you sure? And just the overwhelming generosity, the overwhelming support, and just the, I'm at a loss for words. DR and JM, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support and your help in this. This is what you guys are doing for me is going to allow me to continue to give you the breaking news and to give you the updates and to give you my thoughts and a lot of other people's thoughts about what is going on with this coronavirus and beyond. I don't know when this pandemic is going to end. I don't think anybody does. We are in this for the long haul. I am going to continue to give you news, to give you stories, to give you my thoughts, my views, and I want your views. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know your views. What is going on in your world that you are in right now? What is going on with this coronavirus? What are you seeing? Do you know anyone that has contracted the coronavirus? What happened to them? This is very important to me because this is unknown territory. Nobody listening to this show has ever gone through anything like this. I have a lot of listeners that tell me this is overblown. This is not nearly as bad as everybody says. And I was in that boat for a while. But now... the state I'm living in, Michigan, it's scary. We are upwards of almost 2,000 new cases a day. We are third in the country, I believe. And right now, those cases keep going up. In other words, we're not, and I mentioned it, I hate using the terminology, but it's what everybody understands. We are not even close to flattening that curve. We continue to go up. And I get it. The tests are starting to come out. People that we were presuming had it, we've confirmed had it. The people that we didn't know have it, we've confirmed that they have it. It's scary. You know, right now we are becoming, next to New York, the epicenter of this country, which it doesn't make any sense. You know, I look at California, and in the beginning, I watched California's rates skyrocket. And then, boom, they quote-unquote flattened the curve. What did they do? What did they do that New York is not doing, that Louisiana, Florida, New Jersey, Illinois, well, Ohio's doing pretty good. Michigan is not. Italy, Spain, Portugal, the UK, what did California do that nobody else has done to flatten the curve? Because... in population, that state should be epicenter number one. And you can't tell me it's because there's not as dense of a population as there is in New York, because if you've ever been to any of the big cities, they are just as congregated. And it should be all over, but it's not. Now, the big thing that I've noticed, now, again, truth be told, I haven't been to California. I don't personally know what's going on, but from what some of my listeners are saying and some of the pictures I've seen, the Californians are taking the shelter in place thing, they're taking it seriously. There are pictures out there that show Los Angeles, San Diego, Santa Barbara, all of these big cities that look like ghost towns. But I know for certain in Michigan, we are not taking this seriously because, listen, the traffic flow through where I travel, which is a smaller town. I mean, I live in the biggest city in Shiawassee County in Michigan, but even that city is small compared to other towns in the city. And the traffic flow has not changed one bit. the number of cars that are at the supermarkets that are just driving around, the number of people walking the street in large groups. Doesn't matter. Hasn't changed. I personally know, I can factually state this, that the superintendent of a school district around where I live has kids, his students, coming over constantly over to his house. First of all, if you're a superintendent of a school, where's your common sense? And secondly, that tells you we are not taking it seriously here. Now listen, my job relies on people coming in needing their vehicles fixed. But I also understand if you want to get this over with, summer's coming up. Here in Michigan, we do a lot of camping. Right now, we aren't doing any. If you want this to end and you want this to be over with, just do it. It's going to suck. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be boring. Spend time with your family. It's a great thing. I have been doing it the last 2 weekends. My wife's birthday was yesterday, and it was beautiful here in Michigan. It was about 60 degrees and sunny. I mean, there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and we spent all day from about 1 o'clock when it warmed up to the point that we could go outside. We spent it together. We played bocce ball. We played cornhole. And then to end the night, we had another campfire around the fire, and it was amazing because I was able to reconnect with my kids. I know things more about my kids now that I didn't know 2 weeks ago. And I get it. You know, if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, and even 90s, you realize that now, today, it's a completely, completely different world from when we grew up. It's harder to connect with your kids because kids have all of these diversions. If they're not in school functions, drama, sports, yearbook, anything, then they're on their social media, then they're on their phones, then they're on their video games, or they're hanging out with their friends, and it's hard to connect with your kids. But during this shelter in place, I have learned things about my kids that I didn't know. Between my full-time job, I do a lot of work in the music, with our music and other people's music, and then doing this podcast, I found that I don't have time for my family, and that's scary. With me not working a full-time schedule now, I'm actually starting to reconnect. We can't go anywhere. And it's almost like a blessing. You know, I learned last night, I originally thought my daughter, listen, Michigan schools are closed. They're done. The buildings they're not going into, they're going to try online learning. But the seniors, which my daughter is this year, she would have graduated from high school this year, they're done. They graduate, move on with your life. I thought she'd be okay with that, just from what I thought of her. You know, she's done the work. She's done all the extra work. She's taken college courses already, and I thought she'd be like, I'm fine. Well, I found out yesterday, last night, sitting around the bonfire, that she's pretty depressed about it. She doesn't get to have that commencement ceremony. She doesn't get to have that graduation party. But most importantly, she never went to prom. Because last year as a junior, she couldn't go because she had mono. This year, there will be no prom because of the coronavirus. So she doesn't get to experience prom. And that really bothers her. And it broke my heart because I'm like, everybody should get to experience one prom. So what I've decided, once this all passes, I'm banking on it passing over the course of the summer, we're having prom here. She can invite all her friends, and instead of wearing tuxes, they wear bathing suits. I have the pool open. I'll have tons of food. I can DJ the party. I want her to have something to remember her senior year by. I don't want it to be, yeah, I didn't get to do prom. I didn't get to graduate, walking up and getting my diploma. It was mailed to me. I didn't have a graduation party. This is tough on these kids. I don't think we realize how hard this is on our kids because we're trying to hold it together ourselves. But the kids, their whole life is just turned upside down. My daughter has a friend that is just literally can't stand the fact that she is in a shelter in place. She wants to go out for picnics with them. She wants to get together with them, and we are not letting anybody out. And she just can't understand why. Because there's a coronavirus out there. Well, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I'm not going to take that chance. This is a scary time. It's a scary time for everybody. But think of your kids. They don't know what is going on. And it's scary. And we need to be able to talk to them about this. And I will not lie to my kids. You know, I think this may get bad. In Michigan, they think 4 months or 4 weeks from now, 4 weeks, in other words, the beginning of May is when we will see the peak of the coronavirus. So in Michigan, we have another month to worry, to be scared, and we need to band together. Listen, we all know what Donald Trump, President Trump, said less than a week ago. Over the next 2 weeks, we could see 100,000 to 240,000 deaths alone in the United States. That's scary. But my question is, what do they know that we don't? Because at that point, we hadn't even had that many number of cases. How did they get to this figure? They're not telling us. And that's a little disconcerting. How, did they just randomly pull numbers out of a hat? Said, that's a good range. We'll go with that. Are they purposely trying to scare us to stay in place? Or do they legitimately think that there will be a huge influx and a huge rise in the number of cases and the number of deaths? Again, in Michigan, I can go by that. We're going 2,000 cases a day. We are at 479 deaths. With that, when you look at the general population, it's not that much. But the issue is the number of cases that we have that are testing positive and the number of deaths are rising exponentially. And there's no slowing of these cases that is seen. Nothing we are doing is stopping it. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I have listeners in every state. I have listeners around the world. Great Britain, Ireland, Greece, Spain, Italy, Russia, Vietnam, Australia, Canada. That's just to name a few. Contact me and let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods, because I want our listeners to know what is going on in other places where they don't live. It's good information and it can help save lives. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. So I'm going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, I'm going to expand on a subject I talked about last week, and that is how the governor in the state of Michigan is far and above, way over her head. We're going to talk about that. A lot of my listeners may have leaders in their area that are the same way. And then I'm going to talk about a conspiracy theory that's making the rounds regarding the coronavirus. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. With a candle that burns slow by the window, listening to a nice groove in the background. Some so smooth you can relax now. Kick off your high heels, this is so real. Gonna give you something you can feel. This is the night for you to free your mind. Hey everybody, Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. Now last week, I asked you for money, and I hate doing that. This week, not gonna do it. I want you to be a part of this show. If you have had a supernatural or paranormal encounter, if you have an event, if you have a book, or anything you want to promote, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. The listeners of this show want to hear from you. And all you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. If history is any indication, when my guests are on this show, we have the highest ratings. Kevin Killen, Matthew and Seneca Diamond all had the highest rated shows that I have had ever. So be a part of that. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you have a book, if you have an event, a convention, if you have a supernatural or paranormal experience that you want everybody to hear about, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net.
You could be the skyline tonight. You could be the skyline tonight. Those stars in your eyes, a silhouette in the sky, a work of art in the night. You could be my skyline tonight. So dark. my world around till sundown for life. Never seen such a fine design, outline so bright.
Okay, so I live here in Michigan. And I know a lot of you can relate to the stupidity and the partisanship and just the lack of knowledge that the leaders in your area are showing at this point. But our governor here, Gretchen Whitmer, she is way over her head, and she continues to prove it. Now, this week, she came on and did a press conference. And during that press conference, it was Thursday, she said all schools at this point are done for the year. Now, I don't have an issue with that, because even if she would have just said, let's reopen the schools, my kids would not have gone. They just wouldn't have gone to school because I don't feel safe. But she closed schools. That's fine. But there was a reporter in the audience that asked her a very legitimate question, because as of now, April 13th is when our stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order expires. And he had a very legitimate question and asked, Governor Whitmer, you have a shelter-in-place order that is due to expire April 13th. What do you tell the parents that have to go to work after the 13th? What do you tell them to do with these children that now have nowhere to go? And our governor's illustrious response is, we're working on it. Now, I'm not a politician, but I use common sense. And if common sense holds true, if you are going to close schools, which would have ended in the early part of June, so you have another month, why would you have not set up anything at all? Just give me gibberish at this point. Why would you have not set up something to say, this is what we're doing for the parents of these children that are going to be stuck at home when the parents have to go to work? You could do one of two things. You could give them an option, or you could tell them, we are going to extend the shelter in place out till June. But she did nothing of that. She said, well, we're working on that. Okay, so for the parents that are working, what does that leave them? It leaves them nothing. And then she deferred to her quote-unquote medical expert that reiterated with a bunch of gibberish that had no relevance to what was stated in the question. And then it went back to Governor Whitmer, and she just stared at the camera going, okay, we're working on it. She has no clue what is going on. And the reason for that is because the citizens of Michigan are not her priority at this point. Her priority is getting her face out there, getting her name out there. Her priority is being the VP on Joe Biden's ticket. So the citizens of Michigan don't care. Citizens of Michigan, be damned. I don't care. Governor Whitmer, in my view, is only out to make a name for herself, is only out to make herself look better. The problem is, and this message I'm going to say goes directly to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, you are going to be the Democratic nominee for president. You are going to go up against Donald Trump. With that being said, the educated people in this country can see what is going on here. You are from Pennsylvania. They are banking, and they being the Democrats, are banking on you being from Pennsylvania to get the Pennsylvania vote. They lost Wisconsin, so let's put the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. Let's get Wisconsin. You lost Michigan. Let's put the governor of Michigan as our VP. We see what you're doing. The problem, Joe Biden, is that the majority of people in the state of Michigan, and this goes for people who voted for Gretchen Whitmer, are absolutely infuriated and turned off by the way she has handled this crisis. This crisis has proven to the people of Michigan that she is way above her head, that she has no qualms about passing the buck and making somebody else look bad to further herself. And trust me, I'm going to stay with what I said last week, that she is out against Trump to make a name for herself. And also, she is going to make herself try to be the hero, because this will end. This is going to end. It will probably end this summer. And when it does, Gretchen Whitmer is going to come out and do a press conference. And she, if you've never seen a press conference with Gretchen Whitmer, you have to watch. Well, you're going to have to try and watch it. I can't get through one. She is so monotone. She is so unenthusiastic. She has no emotion. It's a pain. It's painful to watch. I saw a meme the other day, and you need to compare the two because I laughed out loud. And normally I don't laugh out loud at memes, but there was a meme with a picture of Gretchen Whitmer, and it simply said, "Why is Caitlyn Jenner on TV talking about Michigan?" Because the two look almost identical. And that is no disrespect towards Caitlyn Jenner or Gretchen Whitmer, but they look identical. But Gretchen Whitmer is way above her head. She is going to come out when this is done and say, "Hey, we didn't get any help from the federal government. I did this. I got us through this." When there is no reason why Michigan should rank number 3 out of our 50 states in the number of COVID cases. No reason. That is due to the fact that she has no idea what she's doing. She and her administration had threatened to go after doctors that were giving these anti-malaria drugs to their patients. These anti-malaria drugs that President Trump was touting as effective. And they are effective. The illustrious governor of our state was threatening to go after doctors in the state, make it so they could never practice again if they chose to give this malaria drug to their patients. Well, doctors, they defied that order. They said, "You know what? We have a Hippocratic oath. We have to take care of these people, and these drugs work." But because Donald Trump said that they worked, and she is hell-bent on making a name for herself, she was making it almost illegal for a doctor to prescribe that medicine. And then, lo and behold, 4 days after she threatened these doctors, she humbled herself, a totally different press conference, and basically asked the federal government to release this anti-malarial medicine to the state of Michigan. And this is why Donald Trump, and listen, I don't agree with Donald Trump calling people names. I don't agree with him causing a scene. But this is why he calls her Governor Half Whitmer, because she has no clue as to what she's doing. So we here in Michigan, we're at a severe, severe disadvantage because we have a governor who has no idea how to handle a crisis. None whatsoever. But on top of that, all she's doing, all she cares about is putting her name out there to the American public. And why do you think the mainstream media is touting her, constantly saying her name, constantly putting out the governor of Michigan? Because that is what they want to do. They want to get her name out there so everybody knows Biden Whitmer, Biden Whitmer. The problem is that she is doing this on the lives of Michigan citizens. And the citizens of Michigan can see that. If an election were to take place today, she would lose in a landslide. And you could put a box of rocks up against her and she would lose. She is extremely, extremely unpopular. But yet, she continues to market herself. Case being, and I think his name is Trevor Noah, the British-sounding guy on Comedy Central that's a huge liberal. And listen, networks, if you're going to put a huge liberal on your network, at least make them be American. Because these, like Piers Morgan and Trevor Noah, they have no culpability. I mean, they have no clout with most of the people because people realize they're not even from this country. But she chose to go on his show, and she's wearing a shirt that was custom made that states, "That woman from Michigan." And fine, you're trying to promote yourself, but while there are millions of people losing their job left and right, you find it funny and you find it necessary, Governor Whitmer, to custom make a shirt. And I understand custom making a shirt is probably $20 out of a state budget. Not a big deal. But It's the reasoning behind that. You want to make a point that, hey, I'm that woman from Michigan. I'm the best potential VP candidate. I don't care about my citizens in Michigan because I have no idea what to do to help them. President Trump wants to help, but she refuses his help and does nothing but criticize him and his policies, which has no basis. Everything that President Trump has said, aside, and we'll get into this in a minute, but aside from the masks, everything has been true. This anti-malaria medicine has been almost a fail-safe. Doctors across the country, doctors across the world are starting to use it to combat the coronavirus, but she chose, because Donald Trump said it was a good thing, she chose to threaten doctors who prescribed it in the state of Michigan, then had to eat crow and say, oh, can I get some of that? And people see that. So Joe Biden, if you really want to lose the state of Michigan in the next presidential election, put Gretchen Whitmer on as your VP. Because right now, she is insanely, insanely unpopular in the state of Michigan. So that's the last thing I'm going to say about that this week. Now I want to move into a conspiracy theory regarding the coronavirus. Now I'm not going to say that I completely agree with this conspiracy theory. I will tell you that I've talked about this before and I am deeply concerned about the health ramifications. Whether or not it has to do with the coronavirus, you will have to decide. But there are a number of people that are getting on the bandwagon that this 5G, the next step in the evolution of wireless data going to your phones, that is the cause of the coronavirus. So I want to talk to you about that, because the symptoms of the coronavirus and the symptoms of supposed symptoms of 5G, according to some people, are one and the same. So is 5G the actual cause of the coronavirus, or is 5G the end result of a vaccine that was given to us when we were younger, or whenever we got this vaccine, and now they have activated 5G and it has initiated a coronavirus-like illness in our system due to these vaccines? That is what some people are saying. So coming up in the next segment, we will be talking about this, and we're going to actually generate more questions than answers, I guarantee you, because there's no consensus as to whether 5G is the cause of the coronavirus, or whether or not even 5G has anything to do with potential human health conditions. But we're going to get down to that. So what I want you to do is I want you to sit back, I want you to relax, get that tinfoil hat on there nice and tight. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. I'm gonna let you down. Should have seen it coming, knew the checks would bounce. In a final battle, a cheap motel. Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact.
Civil war, fighting those we love, but we don't love anymore. Has it all come down to this? Watching loved ones die as we plan to do this kiss? Where you gonna be when the world goes down? Where you gonna be?
Alrighty, so before we get into the next segment, breaking news on two fronts. First off, New York today, which is April 4th, has had 10,841 new cases in the span of a day. That is scary. Now, I understand, again, that these tests are starting to come out, that more and more tests are becoming available, but 10,000 in one area, it's scary. For those who don't believe, and that included me for a while, for those of you who don't believe that this is a serious health risk, that headline right there tells you. There is something to be said about this coronavirus. Also, again, today, President Trump in his coronavirus daily task force or daily coronavirus task force briefing reiterated, and I quote, "There will be death," unquote. He has reiterated to the American people, expect at least 100,000 people to die because of this virus very shortly. Again, what are they not telling us? Because I just don't see that. Right now, using my state as an example, 479 people died in the course of a day. That needs to be double, triple, quadruple the amount of people dying every day in almost every state to equal this 100,000, the minimum that Donald Trump is telling us that are going to die. What am I missing? What do they know that we don't know? Somebody tell me. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know exactly what I'm missing on this because I just don't see it. I'm telling you, the government knows a little bit more than what they are telling us because these numbers, they just don't jive with what the current numbers are. The states, over the next week or two, or even a month, would have to at least quadruple every day their number of deaths to meet this minimum requirement of 100,000 deaths. What am I missing? So let's get into this because I've had a number of listeners contact me and ask me and emphatically state that 5G is responsible for the coronavirus outbreak across the planet. Now, for those of you who have been listening to my show for a while, you know I had an episode totally devoted to the dangers of 5G. And I'm going to tell all of my listeners right now that I still believe that there is a significant untested danger in 5G. Perfect timing, my niece just posted on Facebook about how these people that are equating the 5G/coronavirus relation are bonkers. So I responded, hey, I'm currently recording a show relating to this issue, so we'll see how it goes. So see, I can multitask. So what is 5G? For those who don't know, 5G is the next evolution in cell phone technology that allows us to get information wirelessly without a Wi-Fi. In other words, it's almost like it's in the air. 5G stands for fifth generation, and they started implementing these 5G towers all over the world in late 2019, hence the coronavirus outbreak. Now, 5G will have an average download speed of 1 gigabyte per second, and that means you can download an entire movie in about a second. The problem is this is going to appeal to a lot of people, the millennials, the people that live on their phones. They want instant access. They don't want to wait. For those of us who grew up in the early ages of the internet, we dealt with dial-up. which it would take hours and hours on end to download a movie. Now, with this 5G technology, these people can download a movie in a second. 5G can download a movie in a second. 4G has a 50 millisecond delay, or what they call latency. 5G has a 1 millisecond delay. And that will make communication between machines connected to the internet much easier. So for its incredible speed, 5G uses what are called millimeter waves. These are radio signals having frequencies between 30 gigahertz and 300 gigahertz. So while these frequencies have a higher capacity, their shorter wavelengths mean that their range is lower. They can be easily blocked by buildings, cars, airplanes, and trees. Now, to get around this problem, 5G requires what are called small cell antennas, and those must be dispersed far more densely than 4G antennas. And when I mean far more, you will find a 5G antenna roughly every 500 feet or about one antenna every city block. Now, at the end of 2017, there were approximately 320,000 4G antennas in the U.S. An estimate says that 5G will require 769,000 small cell antennas, which is an increase of about 449,000 antenna. Now, these small cell antennas, as they're called, are about 4 feet tall, with some of them that are as large as refrigerators. Now, these cell phone operators plan to place them on streetlights and utility poles, or place them on the ground disguised as mailboxes. These things are pretty ugly. They're just boxes. And the city of Portland, Oregon has called these antennas a potential eyesore, especially in historic neighborhoods. So what they're doing is they're hiding how they look. If any of you have been traveling throughout the country, you have no doubtedly seen the strange-looking pine trees in the areas, in some areas. Well, those pine trees are actually cell phone tower antennas because they're so ugly. They have to make them look like part of the environment. I don't know which is worse, the boxes that are affixed to these poles and these mailbox-looking things, or these metal-looking fake trees that they're trying to disguise these cell phone towers as. But beside the question of whether these antennae are an eyesore, the question remains, are 5G waves safe? Now and this is where I firmly believe that there is a health danger with 5G. 5G waves are ultra-high frequency and ultra-high intensity. Now, 1G, 2G, 3G, and 4G, they use between 1 and 5 gigahertz in frequency. 5G uses between 24 and 90 frequency. So 5G radiation is similar to the waves used to cook food in your microwave. Now, Dr. Yael Stein of Jerusalem's Hebrew University, he states that over 90% of microwave radiation is absorbed by the epidermis and dermis layers of the human skin, essentially making it an absorbing sponge for microwave radiation. He also states that the sweat ducts in our skin's upper layer act like a helical antenna, which are antennas specifically designed to respond to electromagnetic fields. Now, his state is, in essence, our bodies will conduct 5G radiation, and how this will affect babies, pregnant women, and the elderly are not known. Now, for those of you who are listening and saying, oh, that's just one doctor's opinion, let me give you this example. The U.S. Department of Defense already has a weapon called the Active Denial System. And that Active Denial System uses microwaves in the same range as 5G to make people's skin feel like it's stinging or burning, and when they turn it up a notch, that weapon could microwave people to death. Now, on top of that, in the European Union, Slovenia, Rome, Germany, England, and I believe Sweden have asked for the stoppage of the implementation of 5G due to health concerns to the public. Now, what I found when I was doing research on this topic is it was pretty obvious that the people that were for 5G, that it's harmless, that there's nothing to go on, they were all the tech websites. They were all the sites that would benefit from a revolution of 5G. And the ones that were opposed to it were the health websites, the ones that are concerned about our health. So what does that tell you? I will tell you straight up right now that there is a definitive concern regarding 5G. 5G, when you think about it, you are going to have microwave waves penetrating your body. And I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, those are not natural. So they will affect our body. Now, what are the symptoms of 5G, for lack of a better word, poisoning? The symptoms of 5G poisoning are nausea. You're getting nauseous, nausea. Nausea is turning out to be a symptom of the coronavirus. Hair loss. I haven't seen any symptoms of hair loss with the coronavirus. Swelling of the extremities. Low energy, which is a huge symptom of the coronavirus. Appetite loss. Bone marrow damage, depression, organ damage, confusion, incapacitation and death, infections, and DNA damage. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just going to put it out there, 5G is not responsible for the coronavirus. 5G has its own nasty side effects that we will have to deal with later, because right now, again, it's all about the money and the millennials of this country. They want things now. They want it now. They want it now. They want it now. They want it now. We are going to pay the price for that. And as your immune system is compromised, you are going to pay the price for that even more. So 5G is dangerous. There are many European countries, and trust me, these American scientists are coming around. They are seeing the dangers of 5G, because you cannot have this amount of microwave waves penetrating your body and not affecting you. It's not natural. 5G will affect you. But now, there is no proof whatsoever, and the symptoms really don't even match to a degree with the symptoms of the coronavirus. Yes, you get fatigued, but you can get fatigued in the flu. You can get fatigued in it with a cold, pneumonia, anything. Any sickness is going to make you fatigued. I do not think that this 5G implementation and the conspiracy theorists, and that's the thing. One of the things I noticed in every website that regarded this 5G coronavirus link, every one of them used the word 5G conspiracy theorists. Listen, conspiracy theorists make the general public look at those people as they're fringe, they're nuts. The conspiracy theorists are looking at things deeper than everybody else looks at things. Now, they may be right, they may be wrong, but they look at everything differently. They analyze everything, and they look at the intricacies of everything. Sometimes those intricacies can kind of steer you on a wrong path, and I think that's what's happening now. But other times, they steer you towards the truth. So don't look at conspiracy theorists as this bad word that the media is trying to portray. Look at it as people like me that look at things differently, that look at things with a fine-tooth comb to find out why did that really happen or how did that really happen and who is responsible. In this particular situation, I do not believe that these quote-unquote conspiracy theorists are correct. I think the coronavirus is a virus. I don't know where it came from yet. I haven't figured out whether it's man-made, coming from a bat, coming from a snake. All I know is it has drastically affected my life and the life of millions, billions of other people. That's really all that matters. Was it released by the Chinese? Was it released by the Americans? We may never know. But people are dying. And people are sick. And people are scared across the world. This is not a time for politics. This is not a time to call out people. This is a time to band together. And this is where this week's public service announcement comes in. Here in Michigan, we have completely just disregarded the shelter-in-place order. And I am not one to say bring on martial law. When I say martial, I say M-A-R-T-I-A-L, not M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Get it right, people. I'm not one to propose martial law. If you've listened to this show, you know I am very skeptical of the government taking control of anything. But we have to figure out a way, at least here in Michigan, and tell me if it's any different in your neck of the woods. We have to figure out a way to keep people inside, to keep them on their property and not just go on a walk throughout the neighborhood. I've had so many people that I've heard got bored and said, I just walked through Walmart. That's defeating the purpose. That is not going to stop the spread of this virus because that's what it is. It is a virus, be it man-made or natural selection. I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. If anybody is, let me know. Go seeker4 at charter.net. But all I know is that this has affected not only my life, but the lives of billions of other people around the planet. My job hours have been cut. Others' jobs have been laid off. They are in a worse situation than I am. I get that. This has affected everyone on the planet in some way, shape, or form. This is a time to withhold your political affiliations. This is a time to withhold your partisan views. This is a time, regardless of where you live, to just stand up and say, this is a human issue. This isn't a Democrat. This isn't a Republican. This isn't a Labor Party. This is a human issue. We need to tackle this together. If we continue, like our governor in the state of Michigan, if we continue to make this a political argument based on what we desire for our future. In other words, the governor of the state is disregarding the citizens of her state that elected her. I, for one, did not elect her. I voted against her, and I will do it a million times over. But it's not just my Governor Whitmer. It is numerous politicians in this country and across the world who are looking at this as a means for their political gain. And that is not what this is all about. People are hurting. People are scared. People are dying. This is a time for the politicians to stand up and say, no more partisanship. Let's get this thing taken care of. Let's fund the research. Let's help these people that are hurting and not send a bill full of additional riders that have nothing to do with helping the American people or helping the people across the world, wherever you live. This is not a time for partisanship. This is not a time for politics. We are in dire straits. People are going to die. I honestly think that no one listening to this show will not be severely impacted by the coronavirus. We will know someone that has it, had it, or died from it. I think it's going to be that prevalent. I looked back and I went back and I said, when did I start talking about this? Because back in January, I started telling my family, we're not going to Mexico. This is going to get bad. And they laughed at me because they know how conspiracy-minded I am. And I can go off on a tangent, but I knew on this particular subject that this was going to get bad. I believe it was the first week in February is when I had the first show, The Truth About the Coronavirus. And I told you how bad it was going to be. I kind of went overboard and talking about roving gangs of, you know, people out there to steal your food, steal your supplies and kill you. You know, it may get to that still. I've read too many pandemic and end of the world books to know that that is still a possibility. And then the next couple of weeks, I kind of changed my tone. And looking back on that, I think I was just kind of hoping that things weren't going to be as bad as they were, because I really wanted to take my family to Mexico. But it wasn't going to happen. And when I realized that and started looking at the numbers and looking at the trends, it was at that point that I realized we're in a world of hurt. I don't think this is blown out of proportion. There are videos left and right of quote-unquote empty hospitals. I don't know if that's true. I have not got any confirmation from any of my sources that there are empty hospitals and people are just totally blowing this out of proportion. I know of someone that has contracted the coronavirus, and I know that that person wished for death other than going through what they went through. It's bad. It's scary. I wish it on no one, not even my worst enemy. And all you have to do is basically just stay at home. We're doing it. My family's doing it. We don't like it. We like to go to the park. We like to go and socialize with our friends. We always have parties with our friends, and we can't do it now. My daughter was going out every weekend with her friends, every other day with her friends. They were meeting up. She's struggling, but she realizes this is a sacrifice for the end goal. And I really, really, truly wish that these idiots that send their families to Home Depot, that walk out of the car with their husband, wife, and three kids in tow to Home Depot, I really wish they would realize that this is not a joke. This is serious. I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods. I don't know how it is in the rest of the 50 states in this country. I don't know how it is in Canada. I don't know how it is in Ireland. I don't know how it is in Australia, Great Britain. All I know is in Michigan, no one is taking this seriously. And lo and behold, we just keep skyrocketing our confirmed cases every day. What is it going to take, people? What is it going to take? I don't know. It's a scary time. We need to bear down and just suck it up, because that's the only way we're going to get through it. People in Michigan love summer. We love getting together. We love to go camping. We love to go to the beaches on the east and west side of the states. But the way we're moving right now, it's not going to happen this summer. We have been told that the way we're going right now, 5 weeks from now, we're into the first part of May, will be our peak. That means there's another month or two of still coronavirus cases. That's just in the state of Michigan. Wherever you are listening, do your part. Stay home, be safe, and don't spread the virus. We have no idea who has this virus. And until we learn to control the urge to just leave the house, and I get it, here in America, that is something we could do just on a whim. We're just going to leave. We're just going to go golfing. We're just going to go to the store. We're going to go to the movie theater, whatever. We can't do that now. So for those of you that are going to the store every other day, stop. For those of you that want to go golfing or bowling, stop. For those of you, and this hits me personally, for those of you who have the low tire that has been low for 8 months, now is not the time to get it fixed. Everybody's thinking that this is a vacation. It's not a vacation, people. This is a worldwide pandemic, and until we realize the worldwide pandemic, people aren't going to change. The change starts now. Stop. Enjoy your family. Call your friends. In this world of technology, we can still be face to face with our friends. We can FaceTime them. We can Facebook Live them. We can video call them. We can still be in contact with each other without running the risk of spreading the virus. It's up to you. Now let's do it. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week. For all of you who have donated to my cause of producing this show and bringing this show to a nationwide and worldwide audience, thank you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. If you want to donate to keep this show on, Patreon.com/theparanormalpatriot.com. If you want to be a part of this show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.